In the darkness of censorship, Owen Schroyer is the light. This is the War Room. Watch it live right now at AmericanElection.news.
By the way, you know it's an election season when the governor of Ohio is responding to all this, which again just confirms it. 15,000 Haitian immigrants into Springfield. I mean, folks, that's just ridiculous. Again, that's a 10-foot guy at a midget convention. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine is sending troopers and $2.5 million to Springfield, the city facing a surge of Haitian migrants. So he does this after the story goes viral last night. He does this after all the independent media. He does this after the city council meetings where the locals are calling it out. Now, if none of that would have happened, plus it wouldn't be an election year, then he probably wouldn't do a damn thing. But, oh, he's got to now. So, you know, you can make a difference. You can make a difference. And taking action and independent journalism and you know, Donald Trump just mentioning it at a debate. I mean, that you know, you can make a difference because none of that happens. This is not happening. DeWine is not addressing it unless all of that goes down. So there it is. Totally confirmed. But David Muir, oh, that's not happening. Oh, it's been denied. I mean, just F you, man. I mean, do I need to play these clips? Do you want to hear the call about the dead geese? I mean, I got the police report. I got the damn police report right here. Clark County Communication Center. Migrants eating geese in parks. Migrants kidnapping pets. Beheaded pigs. I mean, we have the damn police report. We have the documents. We have the audio of the phone calls. I mean, do you want to hear a phone call? We got the interviews. But see, I don't want to do this again because, but it's like, I have to do this. So let's just play the phone call and then I'm going to move on to the September 11th stuff because I do this every year and I'm like, September 11th, let's talk about the truth. Let's talk about the lies. Let's see where America's at on this. But again, and it's like all this other breaking news and it's debate night and you get guests on and then, and so I do this every year. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to do a segment on 9/11. But here's the phone call. Last month, Haitian migrant with the dead geese. David Muir says it doesn't exist. Kamala Harris laughs it off. No information. It's fake news. Screw all of you. Here's the damn police audio.
Clark County Communications.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I got a question. This is a non-emergency line, correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay. I'm sitting here. I'm riding on the trail going to my orientation for my job today. And I see a group of Haitian people. There was about four of them. They all had geese in their hand. They got away. I couldn't make out the first three of the license plate, but I got the numbers. The last numbers was 9898, and it was a gray Toyota Tacoma they took off on. There was about four of them. There was two men, two women.
Scooping up dead geese. Scooping up geese in the park to eat them.
I'm going to this orientation, so I don't like be late.
What direction did they go?
All right. That's good, guys. Thank you. There's all kinds of stuff. Folks, there's now about half dozen independent journalists out there interviewing the locals. They're having protests and rallies and more city communications, public forums. But now, because Trump mentioned it and the Democrats said it doesn't exist, now it's going to be, I mean, this is the big story now. So, again, screw you, David Muir. Screw you, Kamala Harris. Screw you, no information Democrat voters. Just because you say something doesn't exist, just because you don't know about something because you're an ignoramus, doesn't mean it's not real. Okay? It's like, man, I'm sick of these people. And they, I mean, Oh, they're holier than thou. They're smarter than you. Oh, yeah. Oh. Oh, look at my advanced degree. Mm-hmm. Yes. Screw you. You don't know anything. You're a moron. You're wrong about everything. You're destroying the country. All right. And I do this every damn year. On 9/11, I'm not going to do it this year. I'm not going to do it this year. We're going to do this. All right. I got a whole segment. And perhaps I should start it with this. There's so much other news. Kamala Harris goes to this high-stakes meeting with Putin and Zelensky, and then the next day they start the war. I mean, come on. Is that how big of a joke Kamala Harris is, or did she orchestrate it? I mean, there's more stuff on the Trump assassination attempt that's breaking. I mean, it's just... But I do this every year, and I said I'm not going to do it this year. So let's cover 9/11. And so perhaps we should intro it. Where do you stand? And so it's one of those controversial things that I think is getting a lot closer to the surface now. Not maybe as controversial as like debating if the moon landing is real or not. Like, you start to debate about the moon landing is real, probably most people think you're nuts. You start to debate about where we lied to about 9/11 now, probably most people think, yeah, you're on to something. But it wasn't like that 10 years ago, 20 years ago. And by the way, at the memorial today, Biden and Harris left early to go to a campaign event where Joe Biden then goes and puts a hat on that's Trump 2024. One of the family members that lost somebody that day ripped Joe Biden, made fun of Joe Biden for not caring about America. And then when they all posed, you had Harris and Biden and Trump and Vance were all there, and they were cordial. And when they all posed for a picture, there was a live crowd, and they were all chanting Trump, 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 Trump. So this is all going on. But, you know, I was, let's say, a normie caught up in the sports matrix, you know, an athlete growing up. And then by the time you're not the star on the varsity team in high school, you realize, yeah, you're not going to be a professional athlete. So went into the media, started writing and doing reporting and everything. Senior editor in high school, went to college, did the same deal. So I was like, okay, that's my path. So I'm in the sports matrix. I'm doing all this stuff, but you know, you talk to your friends and you got friends that are political. So I would have people bring it up to me all the time, the 9/11 inside job, the lies about 9/11, all this other stuff, watch this documentary. And I just, like, I didn't take offense to it. I didn't really care. I'm just like, nah, I don't care. Just fluff it off. Not interested. If there was an inside job, the media would tell me. If it was that, then the government would tell me. So that's where I was at probably until about 2012, I would say. And so once you have that red pill moment and you realize, oh, the news are all, they're all liars. Oh, the mainstream media is there to lie and disinform and misinform and cover up. And oh, the government's there to cover up and they lie. And then it's like, okay, now all of a sudden everything is opened up. So, but that's kind of how it was for me. And so now that we've been through all the lies that they've told about Donald Trump, Russian collusion, all the lies they've told about Joe Biden, the laptop is fake, all the lies they told you about COVID, the lies they've told you about vaccines, I mean, just on and on and on. So there's got to be people now after going through all that, and it's like, wow, gee, they probably lied to us about 9/11 too. And just look at the aftermath. Trillions of dollars spent on the war on terror. Trillions of dollars. Trillions. What do we have to show for it? Illegal surveillance without a warrant on American citizens. The increased security state at the airport where now the average American is treated like a criminal, like a terrorist, and physically assaulted, zapped by a microwave or patted down by a TSA agent just to fly on a plane. I mean, so I don't even want to sit here and theorize about what the truth is, but I mean, to still think that we've been told the truth about 9/11, to me, I mean, I look at myself from, you know, whatever, 15 years ago, I'm like, wow, you were an idiot. Because it's so obvious. It's so ridiculous. I mean, what is the most ridiculous part of the narrative? That a plane, a 747, flew into the Pentagon? I mean, thank God for Tom Fitton and Judicial Watch. They actually got the footage. There's no freaking plane. And I'm so glad you guys brought up that video, because they do this crap with the FBI, and it's all propaganda, and they're like, oh, they did the same thing for flight, whatever that, TWA Flight 900, that somebody blew out of the sky, and then the FBI says, it was not a missile. It was clearly a missile. And so it's the same thing with the Pentagon. There's no freaking plane. And they put out this video, and it's like, here's the giant 747 coming into the Pentagon. It's like a freaking huge plane, flies right into the Pentagon, and then you're told a plane flew into the Pentagon. Okay. And then you look at the actual footage, and there's literally no plane. There's literally no plane. And you know what's crazy about this? So, yeah, thank you, guys. Perfect. Exactly. So there's the simulation of a plane. What we're told, the official narrative, I guess it just disappeared. It went into a warp hole, like in Mario or something. It went into a warp zone, just disappeared. And then you have the actual video, and there's no plane. So I shared this video on my X account today, the one that Judicial Watch got, where there's no plane. Clearly a missile. And this is why I asked the question about where people stand. I share that video. I have people responding saying, what are you talking about? I see the plane right there. What? Where do you see a plane in the video? And so that's the psychological aspect. And it's like, wow, you've been lied to so much, and the propaganda has worked so well on you that you can literally watch a video without a plane and say, no, I see a plane. And then they have that reference in Mario Brothers. That's crazy. Wow, the crew is just all over the place today. So the video clearly is no plane, and then people see it and they say, yeah, what do you mean? I see the plane. There's literally no plane. And they say a plane hit the building. Maybe it's the passport sitting on top of the heaps of rubble and ash and smoldering molten lava. What about Building 7, controlled demolition? I mean, you can go on and on and on. But I want to go to a full interview with Donald Trump, and his instincts were right on that day to question the narrative and say that it had to be a bomb that blew up the World Trade Towers. And I do believe there was a bomb. Was it attached to a plane or something else was already in there? I don't know. A bomb was definitely involved. This is a full Trump interview from September 11th talking about his instinctual response that it had to be more than just the planes. It doesn't make sense. Clip 19.
Directly at the building. I'd see the Empire State Building in the foreground and the World Trade Center in the background. And now I'm looking at absolutely nothing. It's just gone. And it's just hard to believe.
Donald Allen Marcus here. Your building is, the Trump Tower, is one of the great tourist attractions in the world. It's well known universally. Are you taking any precautions there in light of what happened at the World Trade Center?
Well, Alan, we've always had, as you know, very, very strong security, but there's very little you can do about planes crashing into a building. I mean, you look at Larry Silverstein, who's a terrific owner in New York and a very good friend of mine who I just called. I was very worried about him, because I assume maybe he was in the building. He took possession of the building 1 week ago. As you know, he just bought the World Trade Center.
Right.
That's a whole other story.
He was in his office, and he was getting ready to move into the World Trade Center over the next 2 weeks. So when I just spoke to him, there's nothing you can do when people are going to be bombing planes at your building. Now, Donald, I guess maybe the world is going to be changing, and maybe you're going to have F-16s flying all over the city, et cetera. But it's a pretty tough situation.
Donald, you have one of the landmark buildings down in the financial district, 40 Wall Street. Did you have any damage, or did you know what's happened down there?
Well, it was an amazing phone call I made. 40 Wall Street actually was the second tallest building in downtown Manhattan, and it was actually, before the World Trade Center, was the tallest. And then when they built the World Trade Center, it became known as the second tallest, and now it's the tallest. And I just spoke to my people, and they said it's the most unbelievable sight. It's probably 7 or 8 blocks away from the World Trade Center, and yet Wall Street is littered with 2 feet of stone and brick and mortar and steel, and there are thousands of people walking over the debris over the Brooklyn Bridge, where they're sending them out over the Brooklyn Bridge to Brooklyn, and then I guess they're going to have to figure out how to get home from there. But they have between a foot and 2 feet of debris right in front of a building that's probably, you would say, Alan, 6 or 7 blocks away.
Donald, this is Roland Smith.
Hi, Roland.
You know, how you doing on this kind of day? You know, at some point, and you as a visionary, particularly in New York real estate, what do you think that we ought to do as a city, as a people, when all of this gets, when the mourning stops, when the dead are honored, and we've found out what caused it and maybe corrected it? What does the city need to do?
Well, I guess the big thing that you really will have to do is never forget. You just can't forget that something like this happened. I was so disappointed when they closed the stock exchange, but of course,
Trump
at some point, you had no choice, you know, when they initially announced it was closing, because you want to just say, the hell with it, you're going forward, nothing's going to change. But the fact is, something has changed very dramatically. And I think one of the very sad things is going to be when you look at the skyline of New York, which has become so emblazoned in your own memory, and you look at the skyline of New York and you see these buildings, these two buildings, whether you love them or don't love them, they were a great part of the skyline. And then when you look at the skyline after 2001, and you're going to see a skyline without these two buildings, you're going to say, what happened? People won't believe it. You know, when you show your children or your grandchildren in years to come what New York looked like in the year 2000, and then what New York looked like just a year later, they're going to say, what happened?
Hey, Donald, in the year 2000, Donald, you considered running for president. If you had done that and if you had been successful, what do you think you'd be doing right now?
Well, I'd be taking a very, very tough line, Alan. I mean, you know, most people feel they know at least approximately the group of people that did this and where they are. But, boy, would you have to take a hard line on this. This just can't be tolerated, and it's got to be very, very stern. This is, as you and I were discussing before, Alan, this was probably worse than Pearl Harbor. Many more people are dead, and you know, they don't know. They have no idea, but I have somebody that was down there who witnessed at least 10 people jumping out of the building from 70 and 80 stories up in the air. I mean, you probably have 25 or 30,000 is the number I've heard, but I would think would be much more than that. I think the most of the damage will be caused not by even in the building in terms of the people dead, but by the people on the streets from falling debris.
Donald, you're probably the best known builder, particularly of great buildings in the city. There's a great deal of question about whether or not the damage and the ultimate destruction of the buildings was caused by the airplanes, by architectural defect, or possibly by bombs or aftershocks. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, it was an architectural defect. You know, the World Trade Center was always known as a very, very strong building. Don't forget, that took a big bomb in the basement. Now, the basement is the most vulnerable place because that's your foundation. And it withstood that. And I got to see that area about 3 or 4 days after it took place, because one of my structural engineers actually took me for a tour because he did the building. And I said, I can't believe it. The building was standing solid and half of the columns were blown out. I mean, so this was an unbelievably powerful building. If you know anything about structure, it was one of the first buildings that was built from the outside. The steel, the reason the World Trade Center had such narrow windows is that in between all the windows, you had the steel on the outside. So you had the steel on the outside of the building. That's why when I first looked, and you had big, heavy I-beams, when I first looked at it, I couldn't believe it because there was a hole in the steel. And this is steel that was, you remember the width of the windows in the World Trade Center, folks. I think, you know, if you were ever up there, they were quite narrow. And in between was this heavy steel. I said, how could a plane, even a 767 or 747 or whatever it might have been, how could it possibly go through the steel? I happen to think that they had not only a plane, but they had bombs that exploded almost simultaneously, because I just can't imagine anything being able to go through that wall. Most buildings are built with the steel is on the inside around the elevator shaft. This one was built from the outside, which is the strongest structure you can have, and it was almost just like a can of soup.
You know, Donald, we were looking at pictures all morning long of that plane coming into building number 2, and when you see that approach the far side, and then all of a sudden, within a matter of a millisecond, the explosion pops out the other side.
Right. I just think that it was a plane with more than just fuel. I think Obviously, they were very big planes. They were going very rapidly because I was also watching where the plane seemed to be not only going fast, it seemed to be coming down into the building. So it was getting the speed from going downhill, so to speak. It just seemed to me that to do that kind of destruction is even more than a big plane, because you're talking about taking out steel, the heaviest caliber steel that was used on a building. I mean, these buildings were rock solid. And, you know, it's just an amazing, it's an amazing thing. It's, this country is different today, and it's going to be different than it ever was for many years to come.
Very profound statement and very true.
Donald,
so
one last
there
question
you have it.
For you.
And 100%, ladies and gentlemen, planes did not take down the World Trade Centers. To this day, no other skyscraper has ever been brought down by a structure fire. By the way, there was just a bomb that blew up a building in Ukraine, or excuse me, in Russia. A Ukrainian drone bomb blew up on a skyscraper in Russia. Building didn't come down. We have that video, clip 8, by the way. You'll notice how familiar it looks. 9/11 was a planned, coordinated event, an inside job. Most Americans don't even realize. They know, obviously, the Twin Towers fell. That's the image, the videos in everyone's head. They don't even realize that Building 7, World Trade Center Building 7, also fell in what was clearly a controlled demolition. And so, if you're a listener to this today, and this is a tough pill to swallow, or you still want to think that you've been told the truth about 9/11, I would suggest that, I mean, look, Alex Jones did produce Loose Change 9/11. Great documentary to start with. There's about a 40-minute segment of the original Zeitgeist movie that covers September 11th. But it's important that there's the Building 7 controlled demolition. It's important that we understand that we were lied to about one of the biggest events in U.S. history, and likely the biggest event for most Americans, specifically people my age. I mean, I'll never forget that day. I'll never forget those images. And the world and the country was different afterwards. And it was all an inside job, and it was all a lie, and it was all planned. And that's the real story, and that's the real truth. And so the real criminals responsible for 9/11 have never been brought to justice. And instead, the American people and the world have suffered over that lie.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI has now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.